In the Aliyah of today's parsha, Parshat Tetzaveh, the Torah tells us in great detail about the ephod, the choshen, the begadim that the Kohen Gadol used to wear, specifically the breastplate that was on his chest with the special stones. And according to Chazal, the way they explain the sukkim is that somehow the breastplate, this choshen, had some kind of system in which was able to tell the Kohen Gadol certain answers to questions that Am Yisrael had regarding war and peace, national questions that came up, the Urim V'Tumim that was stuck inside the choshen, some device that allowed a connection and relationship between Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Kohen Gadol when Am Yisrael needed to get answers. Rav Soloveitchik, in one of his hespedim that he gave, and apparently Rav Soloveitchik, when he gave a hesped, was very, very particular to define the personality in front of him in great care, in great detail. In a hesped, eulogy that he gave for Rav Chaim Oizer. Rav Chaim Oizer was one of the greatest gedolim of the 20th century, who died just, if I'm not mistaken, right in the beginning of the Holocaust, or right a little bit before the Holocaust. And Rav Chaim Oizer was famous because not only was he a great Tamid Chacham and a great Posek in matters of Halakha, he was also considered one of the greatest Jewish leaders when it comes to leading a community, not only in matters of Halakha, but also in questions that came up of how to live in the times that people were living with all different types of questions, not necessarily Halachic ones. And when Rav Soloveitchik gave a hesped for him, he used the idea of the Gadim of the Kohen Gadol to symbolize the personality of Rav Chaim Oizer as a posek in two different areas. The Rav explained that the Kohen Gadol had a tzitz, that's ribbon that was on his forehead, but he also had the choshen, the breastplate, that was always on libo tamid, was on his heart. And similar to tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad, the Kohen Gadol also had something on his mind, on his head, and something on his heart. And the Rav explains that this symbolizes the two different purposes of the Kohen Gadol when he serves as a personality, a figure who is responsible for Dinei Tumah V'Tahara, certain halakha questions which have to do with the tzitz. I'm not going to go into that right now. The tzitz Meratzeh for Tumah and Tahara. But he specifically explains that the tafkid of the choshen on the heart, the idea of the breastplate on the heart of the Kohen Gadol, symbolizes that the Kohen Gadol were responsible to answering questions that were not necessarily on the seichel, but rather on the heart, questions that came up that are not always answerable from a Shulchan Aruch perspective, but rather from a right and wrong what we call, you know, some kind of da'at Torah, some kind of the personality of the Tamid Chacham came out and viewed his opinions about what should be done. And the Rav, it's very interesting, said that Rav Chaim Oizer was a gadol in both areas. And then the Rav goes on some kind of, you can argue, you know, what exactly his opinion was about this question, but it's very clear from this hesped at least that the Rav really felt very strongly that a posek, a Tamid Chacham, is supposed to be a person who really combines both areas in his personality. And the Rav really viewed his opinion that he was against separating both areas of Psak to different people. It's an interesting discussion. You know, we're today on election day, and on election day, some people in some communities will be told by certain rabbis of how to vote. I'm not sure that's what Rav Soloveitchik here means, but the Rav really did mean that the idea of the choshen, the idea of the breastplate on the Kohen Gadol, really symbolized that the Kohen, the leader of the Jewish people, is not someone, the religious figure of Am Yisrael who leads us, is not just supposed to be someone who is giving us answers in Shulchan Aruch, but rather the leading should be a leader in other areas that are important to Am Yisrael, and not just necessarily on the level of Halacha. Boker Tov, Yom Tov, and good election day for those who are voting today.